This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sun is shining. I'm a capital city. A lot of blue sky out there. Gotta love it. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, live at PetroServe USA Travel Center. Right here at Divide and North 11th in Fargo. And just a tish to the east from the capital, as a matter of fact. Why are we here today? Because here and at other PetroServe USA locations, a Valley Dairy, a Dakota Plains Ag, and a Tesoro location in Winemere, Dakota Plains Valley City, Valley Dairy Grand Forks. It is pink at the pump. Today and tomorrow, the final days remaining, this has been going on all month long. You see pink at the pump. It's the cheapest option out there, if there's not E85. And you fill up, and 3 cents per gallon goes to National Breast Cancer Foundation and the Hormel Institute. This is a great cause. So do that at any of the locations today or tomorrow. Last chance to be part of that effort. And if you stop and see us here at the PetroServe USA in Bismarck, in the next 50 minutes and fill up with E15, we're going to hand you my pillow. While they last, we're blowing through cases of them, but you know, while they last, my pillows, and then invite you on the radio and you might just win a $25 gift certificate to PetroServe USA if you answer our question of the day. Candy corn or Reese's pumpkins? And it is, and I did not know this when I cooked up this question of the day. It's National Candy Corn Day. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but it is. So how about that? Kind of cool too, huh? There you go. All right. Gary in Spearfish, South Dakota. That sounds like a fun place. Waiting to chat with us, and then we're going to talk to Kent Satrick from PetroServe USA. Kent is the president, CEO of the operation of all their stores, and they've long been champions of giving you options at the pump to connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. Energy and ag, that connection. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about that. Donald Trump Jr. This hour, as well as a guest I think you'll enjoy. I'm looking forward to this conversation with him. I was just checking around with some folks. Hey, who's a big plaintiff attorney? And somebody said, don't you know Dan Rosen? I didn't. So Dan Rosen, I understand, is a rather prominent attorney down in the Twin Cities. And I asked him the question, okay, so if I'm Heidi Heitkamp and I used names of people in an ad, some of whom were sexual assault survivors, some who were not but were identified as such, without their permission, what kind of liability do I have? Is there a case there? You know, what should they shoot for? What's going on? I heard as late as Friday, Senator Heitkamp still hadn't talked to all the people that had complained. And it's not a big number. It's like 12 or 15, so we're going to talk with him, too. So a lot going on. Donald Trump Jr. will be at the Williston State College wall, the auditorium or arena, rather, there. Tonight, 7 o'clock, free and open to the public. Be a great event. Kimberly Guilfoyle will be there, Fox News Channel fame. Congressman Kramer and their team. So this could be a lot of fun. We'll see you there, 7 o'clock tonight in Williston. So, Gary and Spearfish, what's on your mind? You wanted to talk about the Senate race in North Dakota, but you're in South Dakota?
Yes. I'm a liberal Democrat in Lawrence County, in Spearfish, South Dakota, but I'm actually calling from Sturgis, usually where I've been the last several months. But my question is, Scott, if you're a conservative and you dislike U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp of your state, then why do you mention her name on the air? I'll take my answer off the air on KFYR.
Well, thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Glad you're listening to what's on your mind on there in the Sturgis. I would tell you this. I mean, we do a program here that is essentially a news, a public affairs conversation. I give my opinions, but at the same time, I'm not going to you know, play a game where I say, I'm not going to say your name. He's a United States senator, duly elected by the citizens of North Dakota, if by only 2,900 and some odd votes, but nonetheless, it's the vote. So she's the U.S. senator. And when you say dislike, I don't hate anybody. I do not like how she pretends to be bipartisan when her record is otherwise. I don't like how she pretends to be, you know, one that wants to work across the aisle when she has been a diehard liberal from day one in Jimmy Carter's EPA and ever since. She's who she is. She's very good at trying to portray herself as somebody else, and I just point that out. So that's all. But I don't have a problem saying her name. I think it'd be a little petty, but. Anyway, glad the South Dakota Democrats are listening and have questions today. As I mentioned, Kent Centering is here, President and CEO of PetroServe USA. We're sitting in your store in Bismarck, Kent. How about that? You can't hear me or him?
I can't either. Maybe he's on his way.
You're calling him, actually. Did you not know that, Daniel? Oh, I see. You got some bad information. That's okay. It happens from time to time.
You got some fake news?
Pardon me? You got some fake news. He's a victim of fake news.
I hate
exactly
when that
what
happens.
Happened.
Hey, that's what I'm seeing too, Daniel. But in all defense, it says on-site with Scott.
Yeah,
it was Sunday.
It's fake news. Any luck now finding a Heidi Heitkamp ad? Because we said we know everybody is really going to miss the campaign ads and haven't heard enough of them, so we thought we'd replace our opening theme with an ad.
We've got a few to pick from which to pick. There's better grammar there.
Just pick one.
Just
lay it on me.
I'm Heidi Heitkamp, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Heidi for Senate.
Could you just give yourself a $23,000 raise? Didn't think so. But ask Kevin Cramer that question and you'll get a different answer. Kevin Cramer raised his own pay to over $93,000 a year when he served on the Public Service Commission. But Kevin Cramer wasn't just looking out for himself. Cramer took over $43,000 from energy interests and did a favor for the energy companies by voting to raise our utility rates, not just once, but 17 times. Pay-to-play politics at its worst. Then, Kevin Cramer went to Washington and paid his wife $150,000 in campaign money. He even paid his children $29,000. Imagine what Kevin Cramer could do for himself and his family in the U.S. Senate. Kevin Cramer. Who comes first? Special interests and himself. Who comes last? Us.
Okay, that's not a bad one because I think people have heard it 9,565 times. You know, each week.
Well, you kept count. Very good.
Each week they've heard it pretty much that much. So I think that's a good one to pick from. Because like we did on the other ad, we can give you some facts, right? The salary thing, and it came up in the debate. I thought it was a good exchange in the debate, the first debate, and we played it back. But it's not true. It's a 100% lie. She's been caught on it, even by fake news media, as being a lie, and she doesn't care. She keeps saying it. Now, when called on it during the campaign or during the debate, you know what she said? She said, well, you did never go down and stop the legislature from giving you a raise that the governor. I mean, to say you gave yourself a raise means you decided I'm going to make more money. That never happened.
When's the last time you stopped your raise there, Scott? I never stopped one of mine from going.
No, the governor puts that in a, I think they call it like a framework budget, and the legislature takes it and they do it. So it's just not true. It's 100% not true. And there were other things that are not true, but I think they've been fact-checked enough, so you get the idea. Congressman Cramer, by the way, the last talk radio town hall on the air tomorrow with us on the program. Yeah. So tomorrow. And any question you have, whether it be about his salary or anything else, is certainly welcome. Okay? So remember that. You can join him on the program. And let's see here. I'm going to take a couple of texts in the short time we have before the break here, and we're going to hook up with Ken Sattring after the break here. So we'll do that and talk a little bit about what's happening on E15. I have people voting for candy corn over the text. Thank you very much. Yes, it is the question of the day. So help me stack the numbers on candy corn. What's not to like about candy corn? I just don't understand. Ethanol equals scam, waste of resources. Read the ethanol fallacy found in Pop Mechanics. Prove it mathematically. Check into it, Truth Seeker, unless we could use candy corn to make ethanol, maybe. All right. Well, again, this is America. If you don't like it, you don't use it. Adam says, Scott, most people hate candy corn. I hate when they do that, Todd. Another texture to our farmer earlier, who had a problem with the fact that he didn't think any farmers were going to make it, said, I'm so tired of hearing about low grain prices. Not long ago when I farmed, I sold wheat $2.50 a bushel, oats at 60 cents, cattle at 45 cents. I didn't have to have new tractors or new pickups, but I made a living with a wife and four kids. All right, interesting. Another perspective there. What's on your mind? Continues. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. This harvest season, North Dakota soybean farmers will be storing their soybeans, which can bring challenges. NDSU Extension Agriculture Engineer Dr. Ken Hellevang recommends soybeans be harvested at 11 to 13% moisture to limit cracks in the seed coat and cooled with aeration to maintain their quality. Dr. Hellevang recommends avoiding temporary or emergency storage and consider selling other grains to free up on-farm storage for soybeans. All storage options need to prevent moisture intrusion and permit cooling the grain with aeration. To store in bags, soybeans also need to be between 11 to 13% moisture. Select an elevated location and run bags north-south to achieve uniform temperature. Grain piles must have cover and aeration. A 1-inch rain will result in huge losses. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hurry! There's still time to look for the pink at the pump to fight breast cancer. If you choose the pink E15 nozzle when you fill up, 3 cents per gallon is donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation and the Hormel Institute for every gallon of E15 purchased now through Halloween. Save money, save lives, better for your engine, higher octane. Choose the pink E15 nozzle today at Fargo locations of PetroServe USA, or Bismarck, or Castleton, or Mandan, or Valley City. Or stop by Valley Dairy's 2401 South Columbia Road location in Grand Forks to fill up. Tesoro in Winemere, or Dakota Plains CHS at 807 West Main Street in Valley City. Plus PetroServe USA locations in West Fargo, 1772 West Main, and 239 West Main. Choose pink at the pump. E15 to fight breast cancer. Hurry, this special offer ends October 31st.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Brought to you today by our friends at Lazy J Ranch, Morristown, South Dakota. That's right, Dakota Lazy J Ranch, if you're looking for them on Facebook. But it is the Lazy J Ranch. We can call them at 605-524-3472. I know you've been thinking about this because you heard about that grass-finished beef. You sometimes hear about grass-fed beef, a little bit different. Grass-finished beef means all that awesome piece of meat has had is grass. That's right. It's a great way for red meat to be healthy and delicious. Cattle thrive. They're happy. Tastes great. You're loving it. Grass-finished Angus beef from Morristown, North Dakota. Now, they have steers right now ready for delivery to a butcher shop near you. Call them at 605-524-3472 and on Facebook, as I said, at Dakota, LazyJRanch.com. We are at the PetroServe USA location in Bismarck, 11th Street and Divide today. And if you fill up with E15, you're going to do something really nice. 3 cents per gallon is donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation and the Hormel Institute. That's right. So you get a great bargain, save money, save lives, better for your engine, higher octane. You're in great shape. And that's thanks to PetroServe USA. The president and CEO, Kent Satring, is here. Kent, how are you? Daniel? Yeah. Yeah, in...
Where?
In Slack. No, where? You don't see it? Oh.
Scott?
I'm looking at one right now.
Where?
In Slack. So I don't know where? If that means that there is a...
Did you hit send? Yeah.
You do?
Well, now Dustin sent it.
I just sent it. Yeah, oh, so he...
Yeah, so you got to hit send. That's how that thing works. Scott, you put it in the wrong channel. There you go.
Get your Slack channels right, Todd, for crying out loud. I mean,
Todd? Yeah, okay. All right, blame me. You're the human scapegoat. There we are.
Boy, a lot of South Dakota listeners today are raring to go. Jimmy,
yeah,
and,
what's going on there, huh?
Is one of them. What city are you in, Jimmy, in South Dakota?
Mina. M-I-N-A. Ipswich and Aberdeen.
Okay. Yeah, I know Ipswich. I know Aberdeen. I didn't know Mina.
Home of the Mina Miners?
I hope so.
No, Mina.
Mina.
Yeah, the Mina Miners.
What's on your mind, Jimmy?
Well, I talked to the call screener there, and I've always thought, you know, when we elect a politician, you know, they're supposed to vote. They represent us. We vote them in, and they represent us. And I live in South Dakota, but I've listened to Kevin Cramer. I like him. I hope he wins. But they're supposed to vote our conscience. And he's supposed to vote not his conscience, in my thinking, like Heidi has. And I just think this goes basically with all politicians. They don't seem to take the people's vote into consideration like they did out in California a few years ago about all their amendments and stuff like that they wanted to do out there. They even went to court and had the judge throw it out.
Yeah, good
point. People wanted certain things. And that's my point, is any politician, they're supposed to vote the state, the people, the majority.
Whether so I got a little quiz question for you, Jimmy. So when Heidi Heitkamp voted against one of the most qualified individuals for the Supreme Court in recent memory, voted against him, when her constituents... the people of North Dakota overwhelmingly support him, you're saying that's a bad deal.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. I got you. 100%. And that actually came up in one of the debates as well. I thought Congressman Cramer answered it pretty well in how he said, you know, depending on the, you know, I mean, he was basically saying, I mean, if somebody tells you to do something, there's absolutely no way, no how. It's against my, you know, every fiber of my being, yes. But, you know, you certainly got to take into consideration what the people of North Dakota want. We have another MyPillow winner filled up with E15. What's your name, sir?
Steve.
How are you, Steve?
Great.
All right. Do you listen to the What's on Your Mind?
Every morning.
Every morning. So you probably have heard this morning the question of the day is candy corn or some of those beautiful Reese's pumpkins. What's your favorite?
Reese's is the only way to go.
Well, I only have one vote for candy corn. Other than the folks listening, they're overwhelmingly texting in that candy corn's the way to go. Do you have a MyPillow?
Just got one.
Just got one. You're going to love it, okay?
Got it for the wife.
There you go. Good to see you. Take care.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening. All right. Let's see. I'm going to try for the third time because it's got to be the charm. Kent Satring, President and CEO of PetroServe USA, now officially the title of the most often introduced individual on the program. Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Great to be on your show.
Our apologies for a little bit of a delay in getting to you this morning.
Oh, no problem. I'm used to being late.
We're having fun with E15 sales out here today. How's the month been with this promotion, Pink at the Pump?
You know, it's been going great, Scott. I think we're going to be probably making a donation to the Hormel Institute and the National Breast Cancer Institute of probably just around $1,000. So at 3 cents a gallon, that's a little over 30,000 gallons. So it was great promotion then. And we really thank the North Dakota ethanol producers for your show being there today and for getting this program going with the Pink at the Pump promotion.
And a lot of positive comments about it as well. Love the fact. I mean, one guy said to me, "If I can help farmers, you know, my family farmed. I'm you know, in town, but I'll do it. I'll help them." So you know, there's that connection. There's other people that love the fact that you know, there's an effort to fight breast cancer. So a lot of different ways. Where do you feel like we're at in the evolution of ethanol?
Oh, I think you know, the recent announcement that E15 is going to be allowed to be sold year round. That I've been pushing ethanol for over 30 years. One of the first people to do it in the state of North Dakota, and I'd say that's probably the biggest win for ethanol in my lifetime. That E15 is huge for our industry. To be able to sell that on the right next to the E10 hose is going to be very big.
Without question, and you know, the nice thing, I think that people need to realize, some people do not like ethanol. And again, I always say, well, it's America. If you don't like ethanol, that's fine. In my mind, I equate that to saying, well, you know, I realize the farmers are going to be hurt, right? Because they're obviously winning big time. But whatever, you decide how you decide. But you give choices, don't you? I mean, as someone that has a number of locations around the state, it's about options.
Yeah, we like people who like ethanol, and we like people who don't like ethanol. We like to give choice at a blender pump. We say it puts choice at everyone's pocket, and that's the corn farmer, you know, who does well because their kids can come back and farm, and you know, they're struggling with profitability right now. And the next person that benefits is the state of North Dakota, because we have revitalized small communities, main streets, and of course the tax base does better when rural communities do better. And then the third person that does better is the driver at the pump. They can choose, today I've got a better deal with ethanol. If you come to a PetroServe station, you have a choice. You can choose E85, you can choose E15, you can choose E30, whatever works best for you, or you can choose premium gasoline that doesn't have any ethanol. So that's the way it should be.
I don't know if there's a bigger champion of ethanol than the team at PetroServe USA, Ken Santring and his team. They really do an incredible job. Ken, hang on a sec. We'll finish on the other side of the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land in Dunn, Stark, Wells, Botno, and Ward counties in North Dakota, and an excellent farm equipment retirement auction near Steele, North Dakota, featuring Case IH and John Deere loader tractors, Featherlight stock trailer, livestock feeders, single and double axle trucks, and numerous tillage and planting equipment. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon sending 5,000 active-duty U.S. troops to the U.S.-Mexican border by the end of this week to prepare for the arrival of a Central American migrant caravan that could still be weeks from arriving at the border. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy says some of the troops are already on their way.
We have about 800 soldiers that are on their way to Texas right now.
On another immigration issue, President Trump says he may sign an executive order that would end birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who are not citizens, including illegal immigrants. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are heading to Pittsburgh today, where they'll honor the victims of Saturday's synagogue shooting massacre that killed 11 and wounded 6. The suspect, Robert Bauer, is now behind bars, facing 29 federal counts. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Of USA and Bismarck today. Some great listeners stopping by. Thank you so much. A lot of folks filling up with E15, and not everybody wants to go on the radio, but they are. They sure do want to come say hello. A gentleman, Tim, just stopped by and gave me a book. Said that I was going to love this book, talking about the work of the Holy Spirit. I can hardly wait, and I appreciate him dropping that by. And somebody else coming by said, hey, might be going to Norway and. So thanks so much. A lot of fun. Just want to finish with Ken Satring from PetroServe USA, our host today for the North Dakota Ethanol Council broadcast, talking about the pink of the pump. Remember, today and tomorrow are your final opportunities to fill up with E15 and have 3 cents per gallon go to fight breast cancer. So it is it's a great deal. Kent, I think you coined the phrase connecting North Dakota's oil fields and North Dakota's corn fields. And I have been on a little mission just having casual conversations, talking to farmers about, so if there were no ethanol, what would that mean? And they all about go, oh, my gosh, you have any idea what that would be in the way of impact? I mean, it's pretty extraordinary. And then you start following that to, all kinds of other ripple effects in communities where the plants are or, the amount of bins that are bought or, take your connection. But that's really, as much as anything, the selling point for ethanol in North Dakota. It's the connection to agriculture, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Energy is so important to us in North Dakota, but agriculture is absolutely just as important. And if you think if we didn't have corn, like you said, the grain bins, the plants in those 6 or 7 communities, all the jobs, and most importantly, the farmers that would not be farming. We'd have so many young people that could not come back. Rural main streets, the tax base. We've had 5 consecutive quarters of tax growth in North Dakota, and the last two tax quarters have been a 10% increase. That's because of oil, but ag has been carrying us. Now oil's carrying us right now. I mean, it's we've got a great 1-2 punch here in North Dakota, and we need to continue that. It's a win-win situation, and they make great partners. That's why we say we can partner them rather than and actually the refineries like Senex and Tesoro actually like ethanol as a enhancer of octane, so they can work together.
Look for the pink right on the pump at the PetroServe locations right where we're at here. Of course, Grand Forks location of Valley Dairy, number Fargo locations, Mandan, 2 locations, Winemere, West Fargo, 2 locations, Valley City, 2 locations. Check it out. Kent, thanks so much for the time today and a wonderful event for a great cause in fighting breast cancer. This has been fun.
Yeah, thank you for coming to Bismarck today, Scott. That's one of my favorite stores right by the beautiful Capitol and the beautiful new bank there. And We're going to have a brand new sign coming up that I think people in Bismarck are going to be excited about. It's going to be pretty spectacular. So thanks for being there, Scott.
Yeah, Todd wants to broadcast from there. Because,
bring it on anytime.
We were getting calls. When are they going to put the new sign up? So we knew you were designing a doozy. So we'll come there to help celebrate.
I am not going back over the old one, by the way.
It's going to be a doozy. Let's put him on top of it.
There you go.
Exactly. Let's do it.
All right. I love
put
it.
Put me up there.
Thank you, Kent.
Yep. Thank you.
Our next guest is Dan Rosen. Dan is the Minnesota managing partner for Kluger Kaplan. And Dan and I had a conversation the other day. Because I really wanted to try and understand from the perspective of a plaintiff attorney and a case, whether or not there was some significant liability for the Heitkamp campaign, Senator Heitkamp, over the charges that you heard her talk about on this program that were unforgivable. And that is, using the names of individuals who didn't give their permission, naming them as sexual assault survivors. Sometimes when they were not even sexual assault survivors, and other times without their permission, taking names off Facebook, just putting them in this letter. And I coined it using personal pain for political gain. A lot of questions about that out there right now. So, Dan, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time.
It's good to be with you, Scott.
So if I was in the position of having this unfortunate situation be mine, and I came to you, what would you tell me?
Well, I would tell you that under North Dakota law, it does appear that there are potential causes of action being lawyers' words for grounds on which you could sue the Heitkamp for Senate committee. We do seem to have a case that falls under a cause of action for invasion of privacy, as you might imagine. I mean, Scott, these are very, very private details in a person's life. These women get the very, very harsh jolt of that which they fully intended to keep private now being made public. The law ought to protect a woman under those circumstances. And in the way that I read the law, and not only in North Dakota, but in many, many other states, is that the law does protect them and that it's something that they ought to look closely at.
From a monetary standpoint, how do you quantify that? How do you put a dollar amount on that?
Well, Scott, actually, that's really the hard part. The easier part is to look at the mechanics of the law and say, here we have something that they intended to be kept private, that they intended to keep private, that it was made public in an unreasonable way, in a reckless way, without concern for them. But then how is it that you quantify things? Because our legal system, for good or for ill, really can only deal with things with money. And it can be a very hard thing to quantify. And I would imagine that for some of these women, it's a much harsher jolt to their life than it is for some others. But, let's start with the idea that what if this is a woman who did not want something publicized because her attacker had threatened her. Well, now what you do is you say to a jury, okay, well, here we have someone whose attacker had threatened her. She worked very hard to keep it private. Now she lives in constant fear that her attacker is going to seek reprisal against her. By the way, even if the attacker isn't known. We're not exactly allowed to say to a jury, put yourself in her shoes. But fundamentally, what we're seeking is a jury who can think about it, put themselves in her shoes, and decide what amount of money really makes that right. If they have specific monetary loss, well, that makes life easy. But in a case like this, it'll probably be hard in most circumstances to show a specific measurable monetary loss. And so we look at it in the same way we look at pain and suffering, for example. How much is a broken leg worth? Well, you can say how much it lost you in lost wages, but, if it hurt like heck for a year, how much is that worth? Well, we've got our ways of doing that, and, good lawyers can communicate to juries in the right way, and juries respond to that.
By the way, we're talking with Dan Rosen, Minnesota managing partner of Kluger Kaplan, who was a well-respected attorney, a lot of friends we have in common down in the Twin Cities, and as I said, I had one conversation with him off the air just out of curiosity to see, you know, to me, I'm not a journalist, I'm a talk show host, but to me, you know, this is, you know, a story that's far from done. There's a lot more to this, and many of the media here are just sort of letting it go away. In fact, just yesterday she announced $2.7 million of her campaign coffers were going to other Democrats in North Dakota for, you know, campaigning through the next week. I'm thinking $2.7 million, maybe you want to hang on to some of that because she can pay this from her campaign funds, right?
Yeah, I do believe that she can. I mean, if the campaign committee has liability in a tort, I don't know of any law that protects it or limits the amount of money that a campaign committee can be held liable for committing this tort. There are many restrictions on what can be done with the money, but those are restrictions that are placed upon the candidate and upon the candidate's treasurer. If a candidate goes and violates the law, if a car were used by the campaign and, God forbid, it hit somebody and injured them gravely, the committee would be liable and it would pay damages in a case like this just as it would in a case where it hit somebody with a car.
I want to ask you a question, too, on the class action side. You hear, obviously, sometimes about class action suits. Would it, you know, since we're talking about a number of, I guess I haven't heard the official number, but, you know, 12, 14, somewhere in that neighborhood, would it be beneficial to do that in, you know, unison as a class action suit for them?
Well, you know, my short answer is I don't think so. You know, class actions are for cases in which everybody suffered in the same way or more or less the same way. In fact, the number one way that defendants defeat class actions is by saying, hey, all of these victims of what we did suffered in a different way, and so they can't bring a class action. They each have to bring their own case. Well, you know, I haven't met any of the individual women involved, but I can pretty much guarantee to you, Scott, that each one of these women are feeling the pain in a quite unique way, and each one of them are going to suffer in their own unique way. Accordingly, for each one of them, it's probably their own case. Now, they can bring one together. For example, all 12 or 14 or whatever the number turns out could, if they chose, all bring their case in the same lawsuit. They could each bring one in a separate lawsuit. A lawyer looking at the case will have to look at the harm that each individual woman suffered and really judge on an individual basis what the strength of their case is.
Final question for you, time-wise. I mean, if something is, in fact, happening on a legal end related to these women being wronged, and we understand that they, you know, there's been terms that they're quote-unquote lawyering up and, you know, different things where they're planning on seeing an attorney. When do we know about it? When does this get before a judge?
These women have some time before they can bring an action. You know, there's different limitations of time before they can bring an action depending on exactly what the action is. You know, there's one action for libel, one we call it a statute of limitations. It's a law in North Dakota that'll say this is how long you can wait before you sue. But it's a period of years, Scott, and even at the lowest amount of time, it's hard to imagine that it's any less than a year, and it's probably considerably more than that. And this is not something that we're likely to know about anytime soon. And to be honest, you know, Scott, if I know we're in a really politically charged environment, and you know, and that really only adds to the outrage in many respects. But if I were one of these women, I would want to talk to a lawyer who's going to understand that the process of bringing an action like this is unpleasant, to say the least. And I'll have to look at everything pretty close.
Very fascinating. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you.
800-228-0550. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land in Dunn, Stark, Wells, Botno, and Ward counties in North Dakota, and an excellent farm equipment retirement auction near Steele, North Dakota, featuring Case IH and John Deere loader tractors, feather light stock trailer, livestock feeders, single and double axle trucks, and numerous tillage and planting equipment. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hemmett. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
I'm David Hull, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hull, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
One, two, three, four.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by the North Dakota Safety Council. There is some great training, life-saving training available to you from both WSI and the North Dakota Safety Council. They bring us the help us bring you a safety update. If you go to ndsc.org, click on training, you'll find everything you need. ndsc.org, right at the very top, you'll find training. Click that link and take your pick. Workforcesafety.com, another great resource as well. Appreciate their sponsorship. All right, let's take some calls, get some texts in our final moments, and I have not heard whether Donald Trump Jr. has landed yet.
They said he was going to call as soon as he landed. So we expect to hear from them, hopefully momentarily. If not, they did tell us, hey, certainly can do an interview at the event, which we'll have for you tomorrow as well on the program. If I were you, I'd just be at the event, and you don't have to hear the interview. You hear him live. And Kimberly Guilfoyle, too. It's at the Well tonight. I've been saying the Wall, but it's the Well. Just a fraudulent little. Not fraudulent. Freudian slip time?
Oh, you probably weren't the first one. Probably won't be the last.
At the Well
we
tonight.
We know what you meant.
At the Well. At the Well, rather, tonight.
The
Well. Well.
The Wool. The
Williston State Wild. College. 7 o'clock, free and open to the public. Donald Trump Jr. Should be a little fun rally there. Looking forward to it. Joan, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, tell me what's on your mind.
Yes. Well, I was going to talk about the marijuana, legalization of marijuana. Just a cute little story. My brother has a condo in Frisco, Colorado, and his sons and grandchildren visit there frequently. And their condo is in the ski village, and they frequent the local eateries. Well, anyway, his one and only granddaughter, who's only 8 years old, refuses to eat in some of the restaurants and demands that the family take the food back to the condo. And she says that she cannot stand the marijuana smell in a lot of the restaurants and the smell on some of the waiters and waitresses. So I guess this young 8-year-old has more common sense than a lot of adults.
Thank you, Joan. Appreciate that call very much. Charles in Minot, what's on your mind?
Well, the Measure 3 issue, it's interesting. Yesterday on another station, Vogel Law Firm and two freshman legislators have a proposed bill they want to propose to the legislature that fixes all of this stuff if everybody votes no. And the issue I had with that was, it only took them 2 weeks to come up with this, yet it's taking 2.5 years to get the medical marijuana. And it's just interesting how all of a sudden there's such a groundswell of trying to fix this. It's legislated. It's not constitutional. They can fix it when it gets to the legislature. And
you think it's a good thing? You're going to vote yes?
I am now. I wasn't going to, but because all the full court press by the government. I mean, I'm talking about sheriffs and all these associations that
you consider a sheriff's government. I mean, the government, obviously, taxpayers obviously pay the salaries of law enforcement, but I have a little more respect for them to say that.
For us.
Yeah, I don't know. They do work for us. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but
they use our resources to campaign against the people, or whether you support or oppose, you're not supposed to use tax dollars to do that, and they've been doing that.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a confident call. Because I recognize it as Charles Tuttle, and he's calling to advocate on Measure 3, but yet he's on the ballot, for U.S. House. So that's
well, I'm not using tax dollars; I'm using my own dollars.
No, but I'm saying
I'm the only guy that's using my own dollars.
You're confident in that you don't need to campaign for yourself. You're gonna tackle another issue. I love it. But Charles,
I've been tackling all the issues. I have two issues on the ballot. Two and four are issues I put on the ballot. So that's what I do. I mean, I think it's important that people understand that the rights are based with the people, and that the people make these decisions. And when you're empowered with government by being elected, you have to safeguard those powers reserved to the people.
Yeah, I hear you. And I hear you. But if law enforcement says, okay, I'm a reporter. I go to law enforcement. What do you think of Measure 3? Well, it'll be a problem. I mean, I had a guy on with, decades of experience as law enforcement, and now lives in North Dakota and talked about what happened in California as a result. That's real. That isn't law enforcement campaigning and government resources. That's just them being asked a question and answering it, let's get one more call in here. Dan in Fargo, real quick. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I listened with interest to the other Dan you just had on as a guest on the legal part there of the...
Yeah, so he's an attorney. He's an attorney from the Twin Cities, yeah.
Okay. I I know a lot of your listeners keep track of things and don't just forget them when they're off the radar of the news cycle. I remember strongly supporting and being so disappointed with the failure of the measure on the property tax elimination. And I seem to recall that the people that brought that up, Mr. Hale, Charlene Nelson, for instance, and some others, were sued as a group or were brought up on charges that were, ended up being quite expensive. And it seemed like the judge's decision was almost a political vendetta of don't you ever dare bring up something like this again. This previous gentleman you were just speaking with talked about the right of the people to use measures on the ballot if they go through the steps to get them on.
Interesting, Dan. Sorry we're out of time. Didn't have more time. Donald Trump Jr. just actually texted us. They're going to be here. We'll have it tomorrow. How about
I've
that?
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and we'll be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.